Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. To ask a question during the question-and-answer session, please press star then one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect now. And I'd like to turn the meeting over to your host, Mr. Sean Bergen, Director of Worldwide Security Sales. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, afternoon, evening, everyone, depending on where you've called in from for today's call. I know we've got a lot of our team across the globe who are calling in today. My name's Sean Bergen, and I'm the Worldwide Sales Director for Tivoli Security Products. I'd like to thank you all for giving up your valuable selling time in order to listen in to today's call, but I can assure you that it'll be time well spent. The objective of our call today is to provide you with an overview on the three new security solution bundles that we're announcing this week. And in fact, we've chosen the week of RSA, the world's largest security conference, where we are today in San Francisco, to announce these new solution bundles. On this call, which will only take 30 minutes of your time, we will take you through each one of the bundles, outlining the value of each to our clients and the benefits of investing in them as opposed to the individual security products that we have. And we'll also cover a call to action, which should help you drive each bundle into your territory. Our presenter today will be Chris Bergerman, who's the product line manager for security and compliance products. And I'm going to hand over to Chris in a moment. But before I do that, I want to highlight to you why we've created these security solution bundles. We believe in today's current economic climate, there is a tremendous opportunity for you to drive more revenue in your territories and to differentiate your bids and your deals from the competition. And most importantly, there's an opportunity to deliver more value for clients. So there are three key reasons why we created these security solution bundles. Firstly, as we move here to a new coverage model in Software Group and in Tivoli, where ESRs or portfolio reps have the opportunity to sell the entire Tivoli portfolio, you told us we needed to simplify our security offerings, making them easier to understand, easier to price, and propose to our clients. And with these three bundles, we've taken practically all of the products we sell in Tivoli Security and condensed them into three core solutions, each with its own product ID or PID. Secondly, as our clients look to reduce costs and streamline their budgets, the security solution allows us to deliver real value against real pain that they have in identity access management, mainframe security, and in protecting their core data critical applications. The bundles will allow us to grab more of a share of their budget as they consolidate the number of vendors that they deal with. And thirdly and finally, bundles allow us to aggressively position ourselves against competition such as OCA, Sun, and Vanguard, who cannot match the breadth of capability that we've put together in these three solution areas. So I'm going to hand over to Chris now to take us through each one of the solutions. Chris will also have a call to action for all of us at the end of the call. Chris, over to you.
Thank you, Sean, and hello to everyone. I want to thank you for your interest and engagement, those of you live here as well as within the recording, to hear about what really is an exciting announcement for us to help bring more value to our customers and really help accelerate your sales cycle and make it easier for you to bring the IBM Tivoli security story to our customers. If we open up the presentation and look at chart two, one of the big things that we see is the RSA Security Conference, which Sean mentioned, RAT, is a big industry conference we have here filled with security vendors selling a lot of piece parts, and there's certainly a lot of buzz around and tremendous traffic and excitement at the IBM presence here. But one of the things we have to remember as IBM, especially those of you really looking to sell the broader IBM portfolio, is that we're not about selling technology piece parts and little bits of security to our customers. We're about helping them build a smarter planet and doing that with dynamic infrastructure. Dynamic infrastructure that has to be secure. And these are non-negotiable things for clients to get the value they're looking for. And if we look at this, security and the security solutions we're going to talk about today are fundamental to helping our clients improve service, reduce their operating costs and capital costs, as well as managing risk. If we look at a couple of big examples out there, dynamic infrastructure, why don't we look at the smart grid opportunities? You're talking about all of the technology and the data that has to be brought in from various sites, about customer information, financial information, across a cybersecurity sort of a grid environment. The security is a critical piece of that, and we're winning deals and security up there in the market, and security is a big part of that. Talk about cloud computing, whether it be public or private or hybrid, that security constantly ranks as a top barrier to adoption. We've got solutions that can address that as well. So if we really look at the IBM position, we really need to make sure that we're also, we're not just getting in and selling nuts and bolts, a little piece parts. We're really helping our clients deliver top level business value, and these security solutions we'll talk about today will help you get that message through more clearly of the better deal for our clients. If we move to chart three, one of the things that clients are really seeing with a challenge in this dynamic infrastructure and trying to secure it is that a lot of the traditional silos of security for these point products just don't really apply anymore, in the sense that you can't go out and just manage identities with some access control or identity management. You can't just go through and put an application, rely on the native application security operation or operation level security on the actual systems that you're running, or just put your data center behind a firewall and think your data is protected. Now, if you look at how systems are being more open, more service-oriented in the cloud, more dynamic, these things all really mean we have to have an integrated end-to-end security story that can really tie this together, but do so in a way that doesn't add complexity and cost to our clients when they go to deploy it and operate it, as well as has transparency and traceability to help them demonstrate and show compliance with a myriad of regulations, no matter where in the world you're based or what industry you're in. Let's move to chart four. What we also see, and we're very aware of course, is that the macroeconomic environment, the market trends out there, have really been shifting what customers are expecting from us as a solution provider for security. The first point here is, and this is an excellent point that is reaffirmed day in and day out with different analyst studies, talking to our business partners, talking to our customers, is that security is still a spending priority that's the top of the list for our clients this year. So even in a tough economy, security is still hot. But what we're seeing, though, is, of course, like every customer we have, they are looking to consolidate vendors and get more value out of their existing investments and relationships, which, again, all things that bode well for us. If we look at the competitive environment, we certainly see that there's a lot of competition that understands this and, of course, is very hungry and aggressive as well. One of the things that this does to us, of course, is make sure that the focus really has to be on the ROI and the value, the overall value we can provide in the marketplace. And this also gives us an opportunity to take market share by displacing competitive point products with bigger solutions and a stronger total cost of ownership proposition and integrated solution set. Of course, we're seeing that the customers, of course, are changing how they view security. We look at the mainstream identity and access management customers that we've been working with for a number of years now. They're really looking at business issues versus just projects technology. And this is across the board. As security and compliance become more mainstream in our clients' business, and not just something that's in the corner of the data center by any stretch of the imagination. Now that we really have this as a top of mind issue, and of course that this implies that customers are looking for high quality integrated solutions that can really help them address end to end problems versus just trying to stitch together piece parts. So, where does this lead us in terms of our drive, our thinking on this, and really why we're driving these new security solution bundles in the market, is it's a clear response to these customer and market demands. So we're focusing on high-level value propositions, so getting out of the nuts and bolts and really helping our clients build businesses that, again, can improve service, lower operating costs, and manage risk. We'll also take this opportunity to really go after the competition who've got one or two point products in there who can't match the strength of our solutions, the breadth of our portfolio, and the economics we can provide. And then, of course, provide these together in a way that solves bigger business problems, bigger value for our clients. So we moved to chart four, introducing these new three IBM Tivoli security solution suites. You know, we're really providing better customer value, and very important here, offerings that none of our competition can match head to head. So this gets us completely out of the spreadsheet checkbox by checkbox notion, because they are not able to offer any of these solutions themselves head to head. So the first one, identity and access assurance. So this is an offer that really builds upon our core identity and access management offerings and adds elements of privileged identity management, adds compliance, auditing, and reporting in a very strong way end-to-end across the environment to really close that loop between what should people have, enforcing that access control, and then proving it to your auditors and having insight into what's really going on in your environment. But this is something that we can target today to a lot of our traditional buyers in the Chief Security Officer organization, as well as the IT operations and Chief Risk Officer groups, and we're really providing efficient and effective access control for the right people at the right time for the right resources, and making sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing and not violating that trust they've been given. Data and application security. So this is really a great opportunity for us, not only in the risk and compliance area, but also a lot of the line of business and application development groups, as well as some entry points into the storage information management teams. So here we're really talking about protecting the integrity and confidentiality of business data and transactions. So where we have regulations, where we have privacy, where we have clients really transforming their applications and their application infrastructure into more of a dynamic infrastructure and more of a service-oriented business, we're providing the security in place that helps them keep that control, keep that efficiency, and keep the compliance and confidentiality of critical data, whether it be personal identifiable information for their customers or whether it be sensitive intellectual property and financial data for the client. And of course, a third, building on the tremendous success we've been having in the market with products like the console acquisition Z-Secure suite, we have a solution focused on security management for the ZOS. And if we look at, of course, our buyers here, many of you have had tremendous success already with the Z-Secure suite, and we know this is an opportunity for us to sell high into the CIO group, or as well as the service owners, which are responsible for these mission-critical services that our mainframe offerings are providing them, our clients. And here we're really talking about securing the critical business services with your most trusted and resilient platform, helping to provide greater insight into transactions happening on the Z, helping to streamline the administration of that, and again, be able to report on the compliance and manage real-time risk when it comes to insider threats or other possible issues that are happening on your mainframe where, again, your most sensitive business information and transactions are residing. Let me move on to chart six. Again, with these three IBM security solutions, the IBM Tivoli Identity Access Assurance, IBM Tivoli Data and Application Security, IBM Tivoli Security Management for ZOS are all critical pieces and really map right to the IBM Security Framework, which you've all been seeing is our mantra that we're selling across all of IBM in terms of delivering an integrated end-to-end story about IBM security capabilities. So again, we're really taking a portfolio of products within Tivoli, which, depending on how you count it, could have been prior a dozen and a half or so products, and really helping you as sellers and as our customers really understand how these solutions, these three new solutions, can map to particular problems, and again, greatly simplifying this and being able to provide an end-to-end story at the same time. So we move to chart seven. So if we look at why clients are interested in identity access insurance, again, tying back to dynamic infrastructure, the core value we're providing for clients who are really trying to transform their business and reduce their operating costs and manage risk, that this is an area where if you're really looking at offering at any kind of portal project, collaboration within your organization or outside your organization, trying to increase and expand their business, new revenue opportunities are always getting funded with dealing with business partners to either expand the offerings to their customers or reduce their supply chain costs. That identity access assurance is a great fit there. It's the underpinnings of providing the right people with the right access to the right resources and making sure it's compliant. They're looking to reduce costs. This is a key area we can help them in terms of reducing the help desk cost. We can help them by providing self-service password reset. We can help them provide, we integrate with Tivoli service request manager to provide automated password resets, as well as providing services out of the service catalog for being able to request new access to new resources. Anytime anyone's also going through any ERP or other packaged application deployments or upgrades, making sure we can bring through and put all the identities, roles, entitlements, and compliance audit trails in place is also a great time to be talking about identity access assurance. And of course, managing risk, this is the core of what we do, whether it be privileged insiders like DBAs and root access, root users who have access to pretty much anything. We've been able to restrain that, whether it be anyone who's had any kind of insider breach in their organization or in their industry. And of course, recertification, attestation for compliance purposes is always a big pain point for our clients, being from whether it be a Sarbanes-Oxley audit or anything of that sort, where you're really saying, do you still need that access to do your job or not, or are you actually having a risk because you have too many privileges? If we move to chart 8, you can see here some more information about the kind of projects that you can look for in terms of prospecting, whether it be looking at portals, whether it be a trusted identity project, ERP deployments, again, recap the capabilities we provide. But I also want to draw your attention here to the bottom, which is the competitive chart, which really shows, as we look and stack up against the competition in this space, when you start looking at the solutions that we have around the core identity access management, providing an end-to-end single sign-on story, being able to constrain and audit privileged users on Unix and Linux systems and other operating systems, and provide a security information event management to really track user activity and provide compliance reports, no one can match IBM end-to-end. You know, we have CA looks like they've got some checkboxes here on it, but if you look at then the actual depth of capability within there, we absolutely blow them away, especially as we look across these different solutions. And if we look at customers, these are not solutions that we invented sitting in a room somewhere. Clients are already deploying these solutions. Harley Davidson, who gave a tremendous presentation at Pulse, both in the main session and during the security track, is an excellent example of a client who's getting value out of identity access assurance and tying it to the overall service management framework and being able and having this integration with Tilly's Service Request Manager. Now if we move to page 9, so what's driving clients for the data and application security? Well, again, going back to the core values of dynamic infrastructure, improving service, anytime you're looking at outsourcing, expanding your supply chain or partner ecosystem, and sharing data between those, this is a really key area that we can help with data and application security. There are a number of cases where, whether it be a client who's developing a new application, having it tested in India, they need to ship actual customer data over there. It could be someone who's having outsourcing their market research of their customer base, a consumer products company, who's sending data to someone in Chicago to really do some customer data mining. Or it could be a supply chain partner in Germany who's really having someone sharing CAD-CAM design files between businesses and production plants. You know, all this sort of data sharing and collaboration requires security on the data itself that's in transit and in use and at rest in the data centers or on other systems or backup tapes, but it also requires fine-grained application security to make sure that only the right people have the access, the right information, and that you're able to enforce that at all points in a dynamic infrastructure, whether it be again, through web services, SOA, portals, or other packaged applications. Of course, we're looking to help reduce costs here. This is an area that really hitting at that cost of compliance. So you've got to be able to demonstrate those internal controls, show you're encrypting the data and managing that, showing that you have strong entitlements and application controls, and of course, be able to audit and make sure that anyone who's accessing and using the information or those services has a business need to know, and is doing, and your DBAs are adding more disk space to your database as you're running out of storage, and they're not taking your customer information home with them at night. If we look at managing risk, again, this is a core area here in terms of being able to make sure that we can help with data disclosure and privacy regulations by providing encryption key management capabilities, by providing the ability to again report into who has access to what, and by providing fine-grained entitlements over these applications so that we know on a rules-based fashion who has access to what and why. We look at some of the key areas around PCI compliance or data loss. One of the big things here is losing a backup tape, falling off the back of the truck. We can provide a solution here that can encrypt, that provides encryption and key management for that data, and provides an auditability and traceability to show to your auditors that if that tape was lost, that you are that you haven't actually lost the data because you have care and custody of those encryption keys, and that from a safe harbor perspective, that's basically your client's got a jail-free card. And of course, we can also help with any clients who are deploying SOA, SharePoint, Data Power Portal. These, if any clients are doing that, this solution is absolutely positively a must-have. They really are not able to effectively manage that security environment in a compliant and cost-effective way without data and application security from IBM Tivoli. Again, briefly, if we look to chart 10, again, you see a lot of these items along with some entry points and starburst opportunities as follow-on highlighted here. But again, if you look at the competitive matrix here, that no one even comes close to having this breadth of capabilities assembled compared to IBM. The traditional players are falling apart. Even Sun buying Oracle doesn't help their cause at all there. If we look again at clients who've actually done this, we had a big win the first quarter at Encore Energy Company, looking to build a smart grid. Tivoli Data and Application Security was instrumental in making that deal happen and supporting that client going forward. Move on to chart 11, why security management for ZOS. So again, this is the big thing here. It's the most secure platform in the enterprise, runs your most critical services and data, and you really, as clients are again looking to consolidate, move more workload back to that, that making sure you have very good details about the audit trails that's going on in the mainframe, being able to pull that together, produce reports for your auditors, be able to go through and be able to put controls even on the administrators and super users there to make sure that no one like a junior administrator or so is doing something inadvertent or malicious that could impact the service security of that data. And of course, also be able to provide some reduction in operating cost by helping you to better provide tools to better manage RACF and your entire mainframe security. If we look at chart 12, again drawing your attention down to the competitive area on chart 12, that what you'll see there is that again the traditional competitors can really touch us. CA doesn't do anything close to what we can do in terms of the capabilities of RACF. And if we look at one who's not on here, Vanguard, they also can't touch anything else that we have here, and really lack key capabilities. And those of you who've been selling Z-Secure with out there in the market already know that product completely blows away the competition once you get it in front of the client. So we've taken that, we've added our compliance audit and reporting capabilities here, and then if we extend that, the identity and access assurance products in that first bundle also can run natively on ZOS or on either Z-Linux, and be able to provide, again, a very complete and comprehensive end-to-end mainframe security story. If we move to chart 13, again, wrapping up here, we're trying to help you bring a compelling story to your customers and to the market that really takes and really simplifies the experience of what security solutions you need and how do I go about buying it and deploying it here from IBM. So these solutions are taking together existing products, existing solutions that customers have been buying and deploying with success, leading products in the market, all of them, pulling them together and putting them in an economical package that is a single, simple price point and metric that will allow all these solutions to scale as you buy more entitlements for the bundle. So again, this is really not just a starter package, but it's a way for a client to really address an entire area of pain points around identity and access assurance, data and application security, or security management for ZOS in a one-part number fashion that really allows them to really have flexibility in how they're deploying and using those licenses. So if we look at identity and access assurance, this is really focusing a lot on people, so we're pricing it on a per-user metric. So making sure that we can, again, all the solutions you saw there, you just pay for the number of users that that are going to be using that solution. Data and application security, it's really all about protecting these resources, whether it be applications or whether it be data. So it's following the model of a per install plus resource value units, and being able to scale up here. And then the security management for ZOS, it's capacity-based pricing like you've been doing today with Z-Secure, so price per MSU. And again, these solutions here providing a single part number that will be available here in a couple of weeks, and you'll see and look for the announcement on that. But again, a nice easy way for you to talk to clients about solutions, be able to have a significant discount within each of these areas over buying the products individually. And again, really simplifying the story down and providing combinations that our competitors can't match head-to-head. I also want to jump right now to chart 15 in terms of the call to action. So the first and foremost, if we look out there at your existing customers and existing prospects, look for upsell opportunities. So for existing customers you have today that maybe have one IBM Tilly Security product in-house, maybe just one aspect of Z-Secure, maybe just Tilly Identity Manager and nothing else, maybe just TIM and TAM, Tilly Identity Manager, Tilly Access Manager, nothing else. Look for those opportunities to say, can we upgrade them to the full suite that contains the rest of the products and the rest of some of those bigger value propositions. Another opportunity for that is if maybe they're using a mix of IBM products and a mix of Sun or Oracle products, as that transaction is certain to really cause disruption there. Maybe there's a way, this is a good opportunity as they're renewing their maintenance, looking at that decision again to bring in an entire IBM solution. As you're looking at your existing deals in the pipeline that maybe are just for one or two of the security products, really look and say, can the client benefit by upgrading that to one of the solution bundles that brings a bigger solution, a bigger value, a bigger benefit for them? Second call to action is really reviewing the details of your CSSRs and deal makers to help you through the process. And third, a big one here, target ELAs this quarter. One of the things we really focused on is making these offerings, again, very simple, single pricing metric for a whole host of capabilities, perfect to put in ELAs, whether it be the security management for ZOS, data and application security, or any access assurance. So with that, I'd like to open it up for questions if we have any. We've got myself and Sean, as well as a number of the product managers who are responsible for these bundles on the call who can help with your questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star then one, unmute your phone, and record your name. Your name is required to introduce your question. To withdraw that request, press star two. And one moment, please, for the first question. Press star then one if you need an open line. One moment. Our first is from Veronica Malone. Your line's open.
Okay, thank you. Good morning. I'm brand new to the Tivoli Security pillar, and I'm actually an ESR, so my strengths are in the ZOS and business automation Tivoli products. And so what I was wondering for the identity and access assurance solution bundle, or even any of these solution bundles, if the customer already has a couple of the point products, are there special prices for upgrading them?
That's a great question, and what we've looked at is that there's some pretty substantial discounts built into this, so that depending on your particular client situation, that they still may be getting a better deal than they could standalone if they have one or two products by going to the upgrade of the bundle. At this point, if you have that case, we just recommend a special bid. We'll obviously be watching this to see if there's particular patterns that really are common here that we can put in place. But right now, there's a lot of value standalone, and if that's the case, we need some special bid help. We'll fully support that.
All right. Thank you.
I have no further questions at this time.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for your interest and your focus here on driving business through the Tivoli Security Solutions. And on behalf of Sean, myself, and the entire product team here, we really excited about these, and we're here for any questions or support. And we think these are, again, compelling offerings for our clients that the competition can't match, and happy selling.
Thank you, everyone, for participating in today's conference call. As you heard, you may disconnect now at this time.